This is VOA News. Fire remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran's supreme leader says the U.S. must lift all sanctions if it wants Iran to live up to the nuclear deal with Western powers. The comments televised on state mark the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's first since the inauguration of President Joe Biden, who has said he wants to rejoin the accord. Former President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018. Iran has threatened to expel nuclear inspections later this month and begun enriching uranium closer to weapons-grade levels and ramped up its military drills, including firing cruise missiles as part of a naval drill in the Gulf of Oman last month. As many as 150 were feared dead in northern India after a Himalayan glacier broke and crashed into a dam early Sunday, with floods forcing the evacuations of villages downstream. A witness reported a wall of dust, rock, and water as an avalanche roared down a river valley. Locals feared that people working at a nearby hydropower project had been swept away, as well as villagers roaming near the river looking for firewood or grazing their cattle. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he was closely monitoring that situation, and India's Air Force was being ready to help with rescue operations, according to the federal government. Some poorer countries are getting tired of waiting to get vaccines through a United Nations program, so now they're striking out on their own. Countries including Honduras, Serbia, and Mexico have cut their own private deals. Experts are increasingly concerned that these go-it-alone efforts could undermine a United Nations-backed program to get COVID-19 shots to the neediest people worldwide. In past disease outbreaks, less wealthy countries generally waited for vaccines to be delivered by the UN and others.